coming up.
A man walked into our office. When we greeted him, he pulled out a gun, aimed directly at me, and began shooting.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. A shocking scene played out in Louisville, Kentucky, just last week.
Breaking news as we begin here on the WHAS 1119 attempted murder. That is one of the major charges facing a well-known Louisville activist in jail tonight, accused of what police say is the targeted shooting of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg.
The individual closest to the door managed to bravely get the door shut. We barricaded the door, and the suspect fled.
Now, if you could talk to the alleged gunman, Mr. Brown, what would you say to him right now?
I'm not sure exactly what I would say, but I certainly feel for him and his family and whatever circumstances led him to shoot at me yesterday.
The suspect was arrested soon after the shooting and then released on bail just a few days later.
Metro Council President David James says the Louisville Community Bail Fund should not have bailed Brown out of jail.
I think it's controversial. I think that we had an individual with mental health problems attempt to assassinate a mayoral candidate by walking into their office in broad daylight and firing at five people in an office.
I'm joined by WHAS 11 political reporter Rachel Droz. Rachel, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Rachel, let's go back to the day of the shooting. First of all, tell us where this happened, where this office building is.
So it's located in a part of Louisville that is right outside of the downtown area called Butchertown. And it happened at his campaign office. A gunman allegedly came in, aimed directly at mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg, and started shooting. When I spoke to Craig about this, he said he doesn't think the gunman said anything. When he walked in, his staff did say, "May I help you?" to him. And Craig said after that, he just pulled out a gun and started shooting directly at him.
How many bullets were fired total?
I'm not positive, but I know there were several bullets. I've heard the official term. I haven't heard an official number, but everyone keeps saying several rounds were fired at him.
So gunman comes in and fires shots. What happens next? Does the gunman flee on foot?
Yes. So Greenberg told me that one of his staffers was able to close the door. They threw desks, anything they could find, of course, to barricade themselves in, and the gunman fled on foot. Within about 10 minutes, the Louisville Metro Police Department was able to arrest, now we know as Quintez Brown, based on a description that they were given. And he was arrested within 10 minutes and taken into custody, where he stayed for about a day and a half.
And I want to talk more about the suspect and what we know about him. But the fact that this gunman was so close to the mayoral candidate, fired shots, and that everyone escaped pretty much unharmed, right, is pretty unbelievable.
It's talking to their team. I mean, I know some of these people very closely. I'm the political reporter. I've done many, many stories on them. And just talking to them of how close it was, I don't understand how he didn't get hit. Greenberg did have one round graze his sweater and shirt that he was wearing under his sweater. I asked, "Did you feel that at all? What did that feel like?" And he was like, "I didn't even know that I had anything on me. It wasn't until I turned around that someone said that there was some sort of graze on his clothing." So he said he didn't feel anything. It could have been the adrenaline, but he said he doesn't have a burn or anything. So very lucky. This entire situation, everyone is lucky to have walked out with their lives.
Despite one bullet coming so close that it grazed my sweater and my shirt, no one was physically harmed, and we're extraordinarily grateful for our safety. We are shaken, but safe.
And have investigators said anything about witnesses who might have seen him going into the building or security or questions just surrounding how this could have happened. I mean, not every office building is protected by a security guard or police officer.
Yeah, and where this office is, I don't personally know what the security is like in that building. And we've asked questions about security, but of course, at this point, they are not releasing pretty much any details. When we have asked the questions to the police, to investigators, they just keep saying it's an ongoing investigation, and they aren't able to comment at this time.
Let's talk about the suspect in this case who's been charged, Quintez Brown. He was booked. What are the charges he faces? And then he's actually been bailed out as well. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So he is facing one count of attempted murder and four counts of wanton endangerment. There were, of course, attempted murder charge against Craig Greenberg. And then the four people that were in the campaign office with Greenberg for that morning meeting is what the wanton endangerment charges are against. Yesterday morning, we found out that the Louisville Community Bail Fund was posting bail for Quintez Brown. That process took pretty much the entire day, but I was told by the person who is the co-founder of that organization that they had been working on it since he got arrested. They posted bail around 4 p.m. yesterday, and Brown was released to his father, who picked him up around 7:45 at night. Included with that, the Louisville Community Bail Fund did also provide several mental health resources for Brown, should he choose to use them. They provided them to his family. And have already spoken to those providers should he want to reach out to them to get some help. They said that they felt the Louisville Metro Department of Corrections is not able and has a track record of that they feel they would not have provided Brown the mental health resources and kept him safe. They feel it could be better done if Quintez was at home. When he left, he had the ankle monitor put on, and so he is under the home incarceration program here in Kentucky.
Mental health problems. That's what Louisville Community Bail Fund co-founder and Black Lives Matter Louisville organizer Chanel Helm suspects. The group posted the $100,000 bond, and we were there when it happened.
And we'll get this set right over the court.
Thank you so much.
Helm says she's worried that Brown, a Black Lives Matter activist himself, wouldn't get the care he needed in jail.
We are not at all confident that the state has the adequate needs and support for them in the mental health care field. There are reliable mental health care folks in this community who do outstanding and phenomenal work, and they have made themselves available for him.
But at this point, really no indication of motive, and this conversation about mental health has entered the dialogue.
Exactly. So, of course, from the second this happened, we have been trying to figure out why he allegedly did this. The police have thrown out there that they are investigating every possibility. They have specifically said they have not ruled out mental health being a cause, religion because Greenberg is Jewish, and then also politics because he is running for mayor. Yesterday, I did speak to a BLM Louisville organizer who is close with Quintez. He was also a BLM organizer here in Louisville. And she did mention that she doesn't know of a specific medical diagnosis, but said these past 2 years have been rough on everyone, especially people like Quintez, who helped organize the protests after Breonna Taylor's death. And just a lot going on there that she was saying possibly PTSD or something like that, because also we're in a pandemic. There's a lot going on. And so mental health is definitely in play as a possible motive, but we have not learned. And of course, no one has spoken at my station, at least, to Quintez Brown himself to ask him any questions about why he might have done this if he did.
I know that the mayoral candidate, Craig Greenberg, has spoken since this experience, and it sounds like he's not slowing down in terms of his race for mayor, right?
No, he did say, I mean, that this did give him pause. It was a very scary situation and he has concerns, but he said this also gives him a new perspective. There is a lot of gun violence in Louisville right now. It is really plaguing our city. And he said this now gives him perspective of being a firsthand victim of gun violence to understand the trauma that people go through and the trauma, not just for him, but his family. He said his children, of course, and his wife are very concerned for his safety, their own safety. He said he's concerned, but he said he is pushing forward, that there is a lot that he wants to do for Louisville, and he wants to make sure that people are not in a situation like he was put into, and provide resources for people and the help that they need, the early interventions, so that hopefully in the future, people don't turn to guns to, I mean, for whatever reason this happened, that it just doesn't happen in the first place.
Too many Louisville families have experienced the trauma of gun violence. Too many in Louisville were not as blessed as my team and I were today to survive. Clearly, much more work needs to be done to end this senseless gun violence and make Louisville a safer place for everyone. Together, I know we will get there. We move forward with resolve and knowing that we as a community need to work together. It doesn't matter what your political party is, what part of the city you live in, what your gender, race, or anything else about you. I think everyone in Louisville wants to be safe. And so we as a community need to band together, work together, put any other differences that we have aside to end this senseless gun violence that's plaguing our city.
Yeah, Rachel, as a political reporter, I mean, you expect to cover a lot of drama, but certainly nothing like this, I imagine.
No, violence has no place in politics. You can be opponents on the ballot, but I never expected to be covering a situation like this. We don't know if politics was the motivating factor, but at the end of the day, a mayoral candidate got shot at and someone is charged with attempted murder. So it definitely creates a scenario that is not something I ever thought would be included in my political reporting career.
All right, Rachel Droz, political reporter at WHAS 11 in Louisville. Thanks again for being here with us.
Thanks so much, Will.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.